I'll take a few minutes just to go back over the meditations with you. And initially on the first day, the primary object in the sitting meditation, of course, was the mindfulness of breathing. And it serves very well and usefully as an anchor place, as a reference point, and many times an opportunity in the day-to-day life where it is helpful and useful to bring the attention back to the breath, to remind us of the importance of being centered, being right here and now. And there are plenty of times and opportunities in day-to-day life where mindfulness of breathing really can be helpful, skillful, and wise, just helping us to keep touch with ourselves, so that we don't, as Catherine was pointing out in the evening talk, get so lost and tied up so quickly in various roles, and then more and more have this feeling of being out of touch with ourselves, because our life is pushed and pulled around by circumstances and by roles and identities. We then, as it began from then, to expand the field of awareness, and from the mindfulness of breathing began to give greater care and attention to the bodily life, the physical life, and initially, of course, working with pain and seeing in ourselves in various ways the ways that mind and body can either be a support for each other or in discord, in conflict with each other. And so sometimes we have noticed we turn our attention to the pain, and then the resistance comes, the tension comes in the mind. It then begins to affect other parts of the body and begins to affect the pain itself in the resistance and the tension around it. And so we explored in the meditations relaxing as much as possible, sometimes using the out breath particularly to relax, to learn to be in touch with pain, not to be afraid of it, not to fight it, and to see whether we can use mind, our field of attention, well to help penetrate into the pain and hopefully, of course, to dissolve some of it, and also to expand our whole pain horizons. And for some of you, of course, quite a lot of time has spent, and I think it's important and very useful time, in developing the art and skill of stillness, developing the mind's capacity to move into the area of pain, and to see if our mind can make a real contribution in that to expanding out and dissolving some of the pain. All of it, of course, needs to be accompanied with some wisdom. In other words, when necessary and appropriate, when it feels too much fighting with pain, then of course some change in the posture was made with that view to returning back to the original posture. All of that reminds us to return back to the original. We then began expanding the field of attention further, and this also included sounds, it included states of mind, and in that expanding out field of awareness, listening, whether it's the inquiry or the talks, instructions, or just having the sense door open in the actual sitting periods themselves, that obviously sounds, what we hear, easily and does affect us in daily life. And therefore there's the sound of humans, there's the sounds from nature, the wind in the trees, not too much of that here, and birds, etc. And then there's the sound of industry, and we all know what we mean by that in this meditation hall. And hearing in that, learning just to listen to what is, and sometimes we say, oh, the sound disturbs me, but in fact, more often than not, can be reaction inside of us. And in more precisely, we are disturbing the sound with the way that we're listening to it. So again, in the meditations themselves, in the opening up the field of awareness, listening is important, and listening in a way which we learn and practice the skill of learning to be steady with what we listen to. Therefore, we use the mindfulness of breathing, body awareness, to feel grounded and centered. We open out our field of awareness, and in that, can we stay centered with what we listen to? Whether what we listen to is pleasing, whether it's thoroughly displeasing, or where often or not it's somewhere between the two. Because how easily we grasp, reach out, grasp on to what we listen to, and then build up in one way, or get upset or angry or reactive in another way. And of course, in those times and moments, we have lost that sense of being centered and being present. We also, during the days, gave attention to states of mind arising, feelings and thoughts, the inner life, and particularly this movement of the feeling and the sense of I, and what it gets caught up and lost in, and being very, very clear about that. And we notice again and again, as was pointed out in the talk yesterday evening, how many problems of life arise around identity, arise around the definition of ourselves. And we do this in a very habitual way. And if you think of just some of the occasions here over the days where it has been difficult for you, few things tend to be noticeably outstanding. One is the sense of I and my is very strong. The second is it's not by itself that it's problematic. It only arises in relationship to something. It may arise in relationship to bodily pain. It may arise in relationship to a state of mind. It may arise in relationship to a role or an identity that you have in life, or arise in relationship to thinking, I am thinking too much, or whatever. So part of the practice of being steady and clear is to be, as much as we possibly can, clear about the sense of I, the feeling of I, and what it arises in connection with. And therefore, where we are tying ourselves up, where we are defining ourselves, and when we feel defined, it tends to bring inside of us a feeling of restriction, and we start getting angry with ourselves or with life. So again, the meditations, grounding, centering, being present, being expansive, and therefore part of that is to be aware of what the sense of self and I arises in relationship to. Sometimes it arises quite comfortably. The I can arise very comfortably in, right now I am sitting here. I am listening to instructions. It can arise obviously very comfortably in terms of a role or an activity that we are engaged in. But to be just clear about it as possible, and as Catherine pointed out in the talk, to recognize and acknowledge every role that you and I have, it arises and it passes. If we are a parent, as an example, it's not 24 hours a day, I can say this, I'm a parent, so it's easy. But it arises in the time of the activity. When we're with our children, when we're acting on behalf of our children, then our role is there. When the children are not present and we're not doing something for them, such as sitting on the meditation cushion, then mother or the father isn't there in that moment, and we're being present with what is. And that helps to give more sense of space and recognition of the arising of a role in life and its passing. And then it re-arises quite appropriately, we're connected with that, and then it passes. We appreciate its arising, and my goodness, parents, we appreciate its passing as well, and having some time in not being in the role. So this sense of arising and passing of roles is a very important awareness and a very important inner freedom to acknowledge. we can't see that, roles will become a problem, they will become a pressure, and we'll be constantly in struggle with them because we're not able to really recognize the arising and the passing, the appearance and the fading. A very important aspect the Buddha's teaching has focused and referred to this regularly throughout the body of the teaching. Similarly, of course, with the other postures as well, and we have endeavoured to put the emphasis on the other activities of the sitting, walking, standing, reminded people as well, all of us, about the importance of a nutritious diet, the importance of the posture, the importance of being in the nature, of the silence, and all of those features which are integral features of our days here together, they can be found and are to be found, and it's important they are, in the day-to-day life. So it's important in life that we generate time and say, yes, periods of silence really are important for one's inner being. Periods of really in the nature. You know, everybody says, oh, I love being in the nature, as they sit there and watch the sunset go down on television. And so there's often a lot of hype about it, but in actual real terms there. And then sometimes people go out together in the nature, they go to the beach or they go for a walk in the hills or whatever it might be, but the two people can spend the entire time chat the whole way. Then they arrive home, they say, oh, we had a lovely day in the nature. The poor nature hardly got a chance to get in because too much mind going on. So silence, periods of the nature, the resources of sitting, walking, standing, all of this is here today to allow the acknowledgement and the appreciation for that to genuinely deepen. We come out of the nature, we belong to the nature, we are expressions of it, we're manifestations of it. Organic life is the obvious living confirmation of it, and to feel that contact, therefore we put our foot on the earth very respectfully, therefore we stand with 2 feet there and just feel the contact with the ground and feel that connection and renew that connection again and again. So as I said today, of a full day sitting, walking, standing, reclining, silence, meditation, aware of arising and passing, things coming and going, feeling a sense of being centered. Sometimes in any of the postures we can feel what we might say good in ourselves, we feel content in our being, we feel established and grounded there. In such times when there's nothing going on and we feel clear and steady, those moments and times are invaluable for us. They're invaluable because they show to us through our direct experience that there can be peace and contentment and clarity within without wanting anything from this world. Without making any demands on others, without making any demands upon ourselves, that we can be centered and clear and feel genuinely deeply okay and not be wanting for anything. And those moments are important. It is important to recognize those moments. In such moments, it isn't necessary to try to develop the method and technique anymore. It's not necessary to try to be with the breath or try to see thoughts coming or going or whatever. In the moments of calm and depth of contentment and inner peace, just to appreciate and acknowledge that and allow oneself just to be with that. So the sense of wanting and demanding is quite absent in those moments. So that when we come from a place of connection with the world, communication with the world, one genuinely has a sense we're coming from that place inside. And therefore the communications with life are undemanding. And when there are things that we move towards, that we want, we know the contact with that, but it's not being used to try to fill some hole in something missing inside of ourselves, we'll know that sense of depth. So that may last, as I say, just for a few moments. If it does, that's fine. And then the mind might start wandering again. It might be that some identity issue starts arising again. Right, back to the meditations, back to the practices, back to being aware of what is arising. Plenty of people, in terms of the range of practices, find it helpful and useful in insight meditation to have one feature of a kind of core kind of practice. So for some people, say, I use the breath, and then from the basis of the breath, I begin to expand out. Or another person may say, well, I use the body in terms of posture, life force of the body, energy of the body, as a way to be grounded, and in being grounded with the body, from that I expand out to listening, expand out to being aware of the mind states, or whatever it might be. Our own experience with regard to this is important. So in other words, we've been working with breath, working with body, working with listening, working with states of mind. All are important. Plenty of experience with each one of them will naturally, wisely tell you in daily life, as well as here, what is appropriate and helpful. You actually know, this time mindfulness of breathing important. This time there's with the body, awareness and steadiness with it is important. So the more we're experienced in each of these practices, each one would genuinely feel like a really good friend in daily life. And that's the wonderful thing about the practices. Not easy, but they really feel, my goodness, these are a wonderful support to living clearly and wisely. And for that, there's no alternative in that respect. So at this time, let us have 20, 25 minutes of sitting together. And I'll just say a little bit about other aspects of the day. remaining couple of minutes.